Esther, a Woman of Strength and Dignity by Charles Swindoll. Chapter 5, Thinking and Saying What's Right, Regardless. In an overpopulated world, it's easy to underestimate the significance of one. There are so many people who have so many gifts and skills, who are already doing so many things that are so important. Who needs me? What can I, as one individual, contribute to the overwhelming needs of our world? Sure is easy to let the vastness of our surroundings do a number on us, isn't it? But the truth is, you are you, the only you in all the world. I like the way Edward Everett Hale addresses this point. I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do. There is only one you. You're the only person with your exact heritage, your precise series of events in the pilgrimage and sufferings of life that have brought you to this hour. You're the only one with your personal convictions, your makeup, your skills, your appearance, your touch, your voice, your style, your surroundings, your sphere of influence. You're the only one. The significant impact of only one. History is full of accounts of single individuals who have made a difference. Think of the military battles that have turned on the axis of one heroic person. Think of the artists and the contribution of their individual lives, from Michelangelo and Da Vinci to Brahms and Beethoven. Think of the scientists, the inventors, the explorers, the technological experts who have literally changed the course of history. Think of the courageous preachers down through time who have stood alone in the gap and made a difference. The face of the church was changed by significant individuals, men like Augustine, Tyndale, Bunyan, Luther, Calvin, Whitefield, Wesley, Edwards, Spurgeon, Moody, and Graham, to name only a few. Or to look at it from another angle, think of the difference one vote can make. Come voting time, many neglect to exercise one of the greatest privileges of democracy, thinking that their vote makes no difference. Several years ago, I came across a profound statement that conveys the importance of one vote. In 1645, one vote gave Oliver Cromwell control of England. In 1649, one vote caused Charles I of England to be executed. In 1776, one vote gave America the English language instead of German. In 1839, one vote elected Marcus Morton governor of Massachusetts. In 1845, one vote brought Texas into the Union. In 1868, one vote saved President Andrew Johnson from impeachment. In 1875, one vote changed France from a monarchy to a republic. In 1876, one vote gave Rutherford B. Hayes the United States presidency. In 1923, one vote gave Adolf Hitler control of the Nazi Party. In 1941, one vote saved the Selective Service System just 12 weeks before Pearl Harbor. When I read God's Word, I don't find that many stories about great crusades and citywide revivals and mass meetings where God's attention rested on an entire country or a whole community. More often, I find individual men and women who made a difference, who set the pace, or cut a wide swath, or stood in the gap and changed their times. From Genesis to Revelation, we see God's hand on the lives of individuals who thought and said and did what was right, regardless. And as a result, history was made. It was this single observation many years ago that first planted the seed in my mind of writing a series of biblical biographies. Listen to some verses that declare the importance of one. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart, singular, is completely his. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. Now the Lord saw, and it was displeasing in his sight that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Isaiah 59, verses 15 and 16. Roam to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and look now and take note, and seek in her open squares if you can find a man. If there is one who does justice, who seeks truth, then I will pardon her. Jeremiah 5, verse 1. And I searched for a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Ezekiel 22, verse 30.